Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Beat down with the cane.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. But Wednesdays at 1:20, Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider and host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We individually are good. we're talking to a group of fans that aren't doing great after the way the Falcons have played the last couple of times out. What happened to the Falcons on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins?
Well, I mean, it just looked completely disjointed, didn't it? And
yeah.
It's really interesting too, because the Miami Dolphins, they stink, and they're just a bad football team, and they are. That might have been one of those let's put one together before everybody gets fired type of things, like type of performances, because they've been awful. And so for you to go out there and lay an egg and just have no offensive continuity whatsoever and to give up that many points and that many big plays to the Miami Dolphins, it's just one of those performances. You know, I think we've all had those performances where – you go out, you play like garbage, and you hope that tape never gets seen by anybody. Like, can we just bury that? Can we put that one in the ground somewhere and never look at it again? And every now and again, man, that happens. And, there's not necessarily rhyme nor reason for it. It just does happen every now and again, which is unfortunate, but it's part of the game we play.
What about their opponent this weekend? Because you called the Patriots game last week, and we talked about – I mean, we always talk about, culture, stink, and, like, coaching and all those different things. Well, they got the right hire. They got the right quarterback, it seems like. But what about this team? Because they seem like they're kind of modeled after their head coach.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Like, Mike Vrabel's just – like, that dude's a dude, and he can be a salty just ass.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, Vrabe is one of those guys that's it's very connective. He builds relationships. He is hard on his guys, man. He coaches them hard, but he's there with them every step of the way. You know, he's out there. I'm watching practice on Friday. He's out there in a penny getting after playing outside linebackers, and you're like, Lord have mercy. It would crush me to do that. But the guys like playing for him. He is Parcellians in that he keeps a couple of guys that travel with him. Back when I played, every time he faced Parcells, you knew you were going to get Steve DiAssi and Pepper Johnson as the middle linebackers, And then he goes to New England, you bring those guys. But he goes to he leaves the Giants to New England, then goes from New England over to the Jets, and he brings all those guys with him. And that's kind of how, he operates as a coach. And so, like, Braves has got Landry over there from Tennessee. He's got, Gibbons as a backup. He's got, he's got Spillane. So they all all those guys played for him. So he implements kind of his identity and what he wants from his guys. And those dudes just buy in. And it's really cool to see that. To see a guy like Stephon Diggs, who is historically – been a guy that you have to manage and a guy that becomes a diva at some point. And that dude's playing his butt off. He is a third down conversion specialist. He runs, his routes hard. He celebrates everybody, blocks. It's just got a really good vibe. And obviously that quarterback is playing lights out right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him. What has led to Drake May kind of taking this step in his second. I didn't even play his whole rookie year, but what is leading to him playing the way that he is right now?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with Josh McDaniels. And you can say whatever you want about Josh McDaniels as a head coach, and it's probably all viable. But as a play caller and offensive coordinator, man, that guy gets it. And, you know, I'm calling the game against New England, and I'm sitting in the production meeting with him. He goes, hey, man, we're going to attack them with some traps, some whams. We're going to run the inside game, da-da-da-da-da, because outside they play wide nine. It's really hard to attack out there. Well, they're getting crushed on the inside game, so all of a sudden they start attacking the edge. And they first started attacking the edge by re-zoning it, right? So they're just not blocking the defensive end. And they're running a little flip play, little pitch plays, and they're getting outside. Then all of a sudden it's pin and pull where they motion a tight end from outside in, and he blocks the defensive end, and then they pitch it and get outside of him. And then they just started exploiting them like with jet sweeps where they don't block him at all. And I was just like, wow, that's really – like it's really good, the adjustment during the game. And then the way he presents offense to Drake, and Drake just absorbs it all, and Drake's one of those guys that can see it, the picture in his mind, and know exactly he can have that communication on the sideline with his coach. And I think one of the things that Drake does a really good job of right now is not putting too much on his own plate. So a lot of what he does when you watch him, he'll go with the front side 1-2, and if one isn't open, he'll get to 2 in the progression. If that's not open, he'll take off and run. He'll go get him 4 or 5 yards or 6 yards. And so, you know, Josh is like, he's not even scratched the surface, because when he starts consistently getting back to the third and fourth read on the opposite side of the field, then we're really going to have something. So he's playing at that high level, turning the ball over from the standpoint of in the air, on the deep ball, directly into, you know, into tiny little windows. And there's nobody throwing the deep ball better than him right now. He's just really playing good football.
Hey, what do you think of this, you know, because the Eagles had a really good game. Saquon finally got the big play. A.J. Brown not there. I don't believe that they should move on. I do not believe that they're better off without him. But yet, it seems like that relationship between the quarterback, receiver, just ain't – it's not on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, and I just think that – I think what you saw last Sunday – was how they're truly constructed and how they won all the games they won last year. And that is, let's play bully ball, let's beat people up, and let's limit the number of times we throw.
Right.
And you look at them, you know, they're a low-volume throw team. So if they can keep it between 20 and 25, 27, like that's where they want to be. And that's where Jalen Hurts is really efficient. But when they start becoming a drop back, let's throw it 35 times a game, that's not his game. He's not great at that. And so last week, I mean, you know, they leaned into the run game. They weren't worried about feeding multiple receivers. You know, Smith got his, but they ended up throwing 20 times. They had 15 completions. Like that's – and they're big completions. You know when you're running it well, you're going to get one-on-one on the outside because they got to roll a safety down in there to help defend the run. Like that's how they're constructed. That's how they're built. And that's how they have success. And so that – I think to me that's what you got to do. That's who you've got to be. You've got to lean into what your identity is. We just talked about Vrabel. Like they know what they are. They know what their identity is. They know how they're going to play the game. I think that's what Philadelphia has to do.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Sounds like Lamar Jackson will be back tomorrow night for the Ravens. Maybe it's division related or otherwise, but do you think that him coming back and playing the rest of the year is enough to save their season?
Yeah, if they play well, they were so injured on the defensive side of the ball. They had, you know, their linebackers were out, their starting corners were out. They had a lot of injuries. Obviously, they lost their best defensive lineman and Matabuke. Mm-hmm. They had a ton of injuries, and then Lamar's out. And so here's the beauty of them right now sitting at where are they, 2-5?
Yep.
The beauty of the Baltimore Ravens right now is the rest of that division stinks.
Yeah.
You know, Cincinnati stinks. The Cleveland Browns stink. Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh is not that good. You know, and defensively they're struggling. They can go on a run here and they can reel everybody in and win that division. And we know how good Lamar is. If they can stay healthy here on out, if they've had that – you know, they had that injury issue. If they've overcome that, then, yeah, I think they can reel everybody else in and win that division.
Last one for me. Does it seem like the Chiefs are chiefing right now?
Yeah, isn't it sickening? They got it all together right now. They got the receivers are back healthy. And, like, you know, I mean, how many teams can roll down their first two drives, throw two picks, and be like, ho-hum, no big deal, and then end up hanging, you know, 30 points on somebody? It's just it's annoying. It's sickening. I hate every second of it. I want to – like, everything about the Chiefs irritates me. And one of the things that really irritate me is I really like Andy Reid, and I really have enjoyed and liked Patrick Mahomes, and that makes me feel dirty. I don't want to like any of them. I want to hate their guts, and I don't. And I don't know. I just have got – I'm conflicted when it comes to the Chiefs.
The Broncos are 6-2. You know,
I mean, I know, but they're six and two, and they just beat the Cowboys. But yeah, beating the Cowboys defense is, I mean, that's, you know, the Cowboys defense blows. They're a JV team, so you don't get as much like, oh man, we scored 44 points. Yeah, but it was against the Cowboys. It's not really that good.
Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Odyssey Insider, NFL Insider, Mark Schlereth.
I was going to say that.
We know when we talk to Stink at the end of the segment every single week, we know who stinks and blows in the NFL.
Because it doesn't matter. He's going to let you know who stinks and who blows.
Yeah, we found out who those teams are. You can find out more on the Stinkin' Truth podcast as well.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's his podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, again, host of the Odyssey Original Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'll come back, answer all your questions, AMA, any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. We will answer next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.